All right, welcome to another album commentary. Who would have thought that this would be happening right now? But after releasing the first The Pup Pups album last year, it was called Who Wants Din Din, for those who don't remember. It was something that took me 15 years to make. I absolutely never expected to make a second The Pup Pups album. And then something weird happened in January of this year, 2024. I started on two new The Pup Pups songs, and they just came out so good that I started on a third and a fourth and a fifth. And by the first week of February, I had 14 songs done, and I was like, wow, I guess I'm making a second The Pup Pups album. And yeah, today we are going to go through the whole album. I'm going to talk, tell a little bit of stories, tell some background info on some of these songs, and you'll get a preview of the album, which will be out on April 11th, which is National Pet Day. And yeah, I'm so excited to share this with you. We'll get into some background stuff and have a good time. And yeah, this is a little different from what we usually do on Piecing It Together, but where else am I going to put these album commentaries? So we got more movies to cover soon. But right now, we're going to get into the Pup Pups Variety Snaps, which I should say before the first song, What Are We Going to Do Today, starts. The title is the name of Harvey and Sadie's favorite pet treat, which was unfortunately discontinued. And if you go online and Google, there are people doing like change.org petitions or whatever to like get them to make variety snaps again, which is crazy because I didn't even know it was a snack that other people's pets loved as much as ours did. But when they discontinued it, and I the name just kind of sounds like it could be about music, right? Like snaps. Like you could picture calling like a song you like, oh yeah, that's a good snap, you know? Like, so I was like, variety snaps, why not? It's a bunch of new songs by the Pup Pups. And, you know, hopefully I won't get sued for using the title since they did discontinue it. And I also stole the artwork from the actual box art of the variety snap snack. So, you know, Alpo or Purina, whoever it is that makes those snacks, you know, just know this is all good fun. Anyway, let's get to the music. The first song is What Are We Gonna Do Today? This is gonna be a lot to get through. Here we go. Hey there, mister, what do you say? So this song is one that I came up with last year while we were on Gina's birthday trip. I one morning was just singing this to Harvey for no reason. We're gonna sing and dance and nap and play. That's what we'll do today. It just made me laugh and smile, and I knew it was gonna be this goofy, corny kind of country song. Maybe a little bit bluegrass too. And it came out so good. Like, at first it was getting a little bit too cool, actually. Like, it had this almost Tarantino revisionist western vibe, which I might actually reuse that version for a different project, but I had to rein it back into Americana for the actual song, you know? Gonna have some fun, gonna get some snacks, just you and me and the rest of our pack. Gonna eat some food. We love to say that every day is a gift, and with Harvey being 16 and a half years old, you know, this song is really about all the possibilities of what each day with him is going to be like, you know. Everyone who has heard this so far has told me how catchy it is, and I gotta say, I agree. We're gonna sing and dance and nap. And then we get into this whole instrumental section. Fiddle, we got the banjo. I didn't even know this was possible, and it came together so ridiculous. Now we get Harvey's toy solo. All right,
Harvey, that was pretty good.
We had one on the last album, but of course we needed one on this album too.
Is a little bit of that toy solo.
You could hear him in the background growling.
Hey there, mister, what do you say? What are we going to do?
So cute.
Hey there, mister.
So I want you to listen. There's a big snare there at the end of every four bars here. I'll point it out again.
Hey there, mister, what do you say?
Coming up right now.
Hey there,
that is actually Harvey smacking a water bottle to tell us that he wants snacks. And I sampled it and used it as part of the snare.
Hey there, mister, what do you say?
A talented boy.
We're gonna sing and dance and nap and play. That's what we'll do today.
All right, so next up is Back to My Old Tricks.
Well, I'm back.
Such a cool
in
one.
The mix. And I'm back to my old tricks.
So this is one of the few leftover ideas I had from the last album, Who Wants Din Din? It was originally going to be a duet between Harvey and Sadie because they both had all these various health issues at different times that we thought we were going to lose them and then they would recover. And that's where I thought of this from. And then, of course, Sadie eventually got sick and passed away and did not recover. And I just thought it would be weird to still have Sadie on it, so I rewrote it as a Harvey solo song.
I wasn't sure I'd recover, but now I'm back in bed and I'm taking all of the covers.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, I'm back.
Some great guitar work on this one. I really upped my guitar game to make this album.
Yeah, I'm back to my old tricks.
Harvey certainly has enough to sing about with all the health issues he's had.
It wasn't my time, it wasn't my day. I'm still here to get snacks and take naps and to play. I'm still.
This was actually the last song I finished for the album because, like I said, I had it in mind for the last one, and I was like, how can I make a whole second album and not record this song? So I had 13 other tracks, and I was like, all right, I gotta make this one. And I'm glad I did, because it came out so perfect, and it's a great inclusion on this album.
Yeah, back in the mix.
Do it, Harvey.
Yeah, I'm back to my old tricks.
He's such a cool guy. I love him. So next up is He's Doing Great.
Heart condition, lots of pills.
This was the first new song I recorded in January. Like I said, I was not expecting to make another album, and then I made this song and the next one, and then it was off to the races.
He's doing great.
One morning I was giving him his pills and I just started singing, he's doing great,
he's doing great.
And then like an hour later at the guitar I had this song.
Cloudy eyes, can't hear nothing. If I told you all my ailments, you'd think I was bluffing. One day it'll happen.
Although I did have to go back in and re-record each of those little guitar licks. I still suck at guitar, but I can make it work in the studio. He is doing great. 16 and a half. And he takes all his pills like a champ. Has to go get all his checkups every 6 months, but he's doing great.
Simple episodes are really scary. When you're near the edge of the couch, sometimes that's also scary. Honestly, every day is just a little bit scary. One.
I always say that I can't really play guitar, and I could never do these songs live, but man, this song, not even a chance. There's too much guitar going on there, and I had to fix it like crazy, but it came together. It really did. Sounds like a rock band, I think, which that was the goal. A rock band with dual lead singers, me and Harvey.
Look at all the fun I'm having. I'm still giving kisses and my tail is wagging. One day it'll happen. It is everyone's fate. But for now, I'm doing great.
I feel like this one would fit in really well on the last album, even though it wasn't in mind at all, but it would go right next to Waka Waka or Give Me Back That Toy Again.
He's doing great.
I love this ending part.
I'm doing great. Na 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 na.
He's so cute. So next up is Little Bad Wolf, the first ever Pup Pups Halloween song. And this was the second song, like I said, that I recorded that first day of making new Pup Pup songs in January. And I just love the idea of it being a Halloween song.
Well, I'm mad.
It sounds a little like Monster Mash or like Nightmare Before Christmas or something. So over the top and ridiculous. I love it so much. So this verse was actually for another song called Monster, which I kind of threw in the trash, but the verse was good, and I realized it would fit in perfectly with this idea, and so I was like, perfect, I'll just reuse the verse, and it just fit great.
Not even sure if you
Monster could have been a good song, but it's not necessary. This worked out perfect.
Well, I'm a little.
I just love the idea of a novelty group, the Pup Pups, making a novelty song, a Halloween song. That's it's just it's like meta. It's like different layers of novelty.
Little bashful.
Oh, he's so cute. We always say that he's a monster, and so it just made so much sense for him to get a verse on this.
Well, I'm a monster barking at you really scary for snacks, and dad, you better think.
Like I said, this was on that first day of recording new songs in 2024, and this song came out, it might not even have been an hour. Like, it was like 30, 40 minutes, and the whole song was formed. I added a few overdubs, those laughs in the backgrounds later on, but it was just boom, boom. I just couldn't believe it. I thought I might just wait and release it at Halloween time as like a single, but then once all these other songs came together, I was like, I guess I'm doing a whole album. Love that, where our two voices come in together as it's fading out. Just so good. I'm so proud of this album. It's so ridiculous. But the next track that's coming up is called Chasing Shadows Again. This one is about the cats chasing shadows, of course. This was actually a song that I already had figured out. I think it's the only one I had fully figured out while I was making Who Wants Din Din. But for whatever reason, I decided to hold on to it, not record it. And then I just kept playing the guitar part over and over again ever since last summer. And like, once I realized I was making an album again, I was like, I guess I might as well record it.
Shadows again. Day into the night, night into the day, the little kitty chasing all the shadows away.
And also, of course, it is totally meant to sound like The Cure. And anyone who knows me knows The Cure is my biggest influence on my own music, my David Rosen music. So I just find it so funny that now The Cure has inspired a Pup Pup song too.
Chasing shadows again.
And those chords, they really sound like a Cure song. I can't put my finger on it. I thought it might be Jumping Someone Else's Train, but it's really not. And it's like I created a 80s era Cure song, which I'm very happy about.
Chasing shadows again.
I'd say Trudy is probably the most goth of any of our cats. But all cats are goth, really. Alright, so coming up next, we've got the Blue Cat Blues. This one could be about chasing Millie or Neo. They're both blue cats. Chasing them around the house.
Chasing that cat at midnight.
Just trying to get a little bit of love from them.
Chasing that cat every single day. I gotta get that kitty soon. I got the blue cat blue.
I was listening to Tom Petty's Century City, and I just started singing chasing that cat at midnight to that Century City melody. I was like, I gotta get home and record this stupid ass song. And I'm playing a real harmonica. How about that? Chase that kid in that way. I can't help but smile while listening to this song. It's so silly. I just tripped over my shoes. The voice I'm doing on this song is just absolutely ridiculous. I also think the musicianship of this song is ridiculous because there's a lot of layers in there of like organ and piano and I think two or three different guitars and the bass and the drums. It's like a real song, but it's so stupid. That kitty ran down the stairs. I'm just trying to get a little bit of kitty love. You know that kitty just... Everyone knows how it is to have a cat that just doesn't want your attention, but you want to give it to him. I got the blue cat blue. Oh my god. Next up is Click. This song is just absolutely insane. It's kind of an industrial punk rock song, and oh man, I love it. Everyone go crazy when they hear that kid go click. Woo! I think this was the third one I started. The distorted vocals are like a total throwback to the industrial music that I used to listen to that got me into making music in the first place. So to be singing about canned food and how crazy it makes our cats go in an industrial song is just nuts. Mainly this song's about Nia Gori. She's the one who goes the craziest about the wet food. But they all go nuts. Nice and quick song. It's like a minute and 10 seconds and then we're out. And there's a great, great is relative, but AI-based music video that I'm making for this one. It'll probably be out by the time this commentary track goes up, or right around this time. And don't use AI, hire artists, but sometimes when you're making a stupid little goofy video about your pets going crazy over wet food, you could use AI, screw it. So this one's also about canned food. It's called Can Can. Oh, well, you know I love that. So Gina really wanted me to make a K-pop inspired song about our Korean cat Nia Gori. I really didn't think I'd be able to do it, that I'd have like the musical chops to do it, but it really came together well, even though I'm not a great singer and I can't really make happy music very well, but it really came together. I need a little of that can. Obviously, it's just as much inspired by the Jackson 5 as it is K-pop, which I think most K-pop is probably inspired by Jackson 5 anyway. One can ain't never enough. So come on, mom and dad, you know I need a little of the funky stuff. Sometimes it tastes like fishies, sometimes it tastes like cheese. I love the lyrics of this song. Mama, dad, you know you got to give me what I need. That scratching. Just give me your so ridiculous. Can. I need a little of that can. Just give me your can. Just give me your can. Uh-huh. Lots of Melodyne to get my voice like that. This was originally going to be a K-pop song called Mona Lisa Smile, which you'll hear later actually turned into a different song. Because then when I came up with this chorus, I was like, nah, I gotta do this one instead. I need a little of that can. Boom. And while my guitar skills have improved greatly, those are samples of the guitar rhythm. I can't play that good. I certainly tried, but not a chance. So next up is Instagram Model, which is actually the first song sung by one of our cats. Usually the cat songs, I'm singing to them or, you know, singing about them. But this is Trudy.
I'm an Instagram model and everybody loves my pictures. I'm a TikTok star and everybody...
So Trudy is very, very, very beautiful, but is also completely nuts.
My sister's pictures.
And she has a distinctive, deranged kind of German voice and loves to talk about how pretty she is. So it's naturally where this song ended up going.
I'm so pretty, 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 pretty. I look pretty every single day. I'm so pretty, 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 pretty.
Channeling her voice and staying in key for this one was very, very difficult.
Everybody loves me and they think I'm such a cutie. My eyes, my face, my tail, my waist, my booty. My mommy loves me, she says.
I was trying to go like a little bit between like a Katy Perry song or maybe something like Blondie or some other 80s rock, 80s girl rock, you know?
So
I think I nailed the tone, but God, this song is so ridiculous. But that's what Trudy needed, a ridiculous song. I had this idea to make this open up into like a 2 minute long, almost skit like thing where she really goes off the deep end. But I decided to rein it in a little bit. Nobody needs 4 minute long songs sung by deranged German cats.
Just pretty.
She is very pretty, though. She's a beautiful girl.
She's such a sweet lady, such a sweet child.
So this one is called Mona Lisa Smile.
Sweet kitty with her Mona Lisa smile.
This was a late addition to the album. Like I said, this song was originally, like, the title was going to be the K-pop song. But then I ended up picking up the guitar one day and just started playing these chords. It just came to me. And I started singing the Mona Lisa smile to it. And I was like, maybe this is going to be a power ballad.
She's such a sweet lady.
And then the strings started getting added in.
She's such a sweet
and then these pianos that come in.
Mona Lisa smile.
And it just got more and more dramatic as it went. Here we go.
She gonna make muffins. She gonna hop on the couch. Just look at that curl right there on the edge of a mouth.
I said it reminds me of like a Guns N' Roses power ballad. Gina says it reminds her of Prince, which I'll take it, sure.
Such a sweet lady. Such a sweet lady. Such a sweet child.
I also made a music video for this one, which you can find on the YouTube channel.
Mona Lisa smile.
She is such a good girl, that Nia Gori.
Yeah, yeah.
Milky Nunu, we call her.
She's such a sweet child. She's such a sweet kitty with a Mona Lisa smile.
Really made out on the last album. Headbutts was everybody's favorite song, and she's got like what, 2-3 songs on this album. That lucky cat. Next up is Barco.
Barco, 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 Barco.
So as you can hear, that's Harvey on there actually barking.
Barco, Barco, Barco.
I recorded him and then adjusted it to fit to the melody, so to speak. He became an actual part of this song. A couple years ago, Harvey had a really bad bout with pancreatitis, and we really thought we were going to lose him. And when he finally started eating again, he basically manipulated the situation and trained me to give him snacks every single time he barks. And so now there's no getting out of it. The rest of his life, he will be barking every 10-15 minutes for another snack.
Barco!
And so this song is celebration of that, because we'll give him as many snacks as he wants.
Barco, barco, barco.
There's also a music video for this one. It's so cute. Check it out on YouTube. Harvey, I'm telling you, I don't think anybody's going to understand this song.
Yeah, but I love this song, Dad, so let's just do it.
All right, sure, why not?
Grasshopper.
So this is another one that I already kind of had the idea in mind from last year. I just had that part, Grasshopper Invasion. It's weird, but kind of amazing. And I used to sing it to Harvey all the time, because here in Las Vegas, we've got this phenomenon where we get these big swarms of grasshoppers every couple of years. And I knew that nobody would understand the song outside of Las Vegas, but it's a Vegas thing.
We're going on a walk.
What the heck are those?
They're on my back and my head.
And in between my toes, it's just a grasshopper.
It's just a cute little acoustic song. And I love that it's just a duet between me and Harvey.
Grasshopper invasion. It's weird, but
I almost didn't include it, but it's just, it's too cute, and I'm really happy I did. So,
if there's one
thing, next up is Boys and Girls.
World is that dolls are boys and cats are girls.
So, like Chasing Shadows again, this is one I already had the guitar part down a while ago. The song itself wasn't figured out yet, and it took a while to kind of crack it. And it's just such a ridiculous song, because basically I'm playing a character on this one who's this idiot who thinks dogs are boys and cats are girls. And he confuses himself because he realizes that the other way is also true, and really gender doesn't matter at all, and anyone could be anything, and we all live together, and it's a beautiful world, and
Harvey's a boy, but Sadie was a girl.
It's just so ridiculous.
So I guess dogs are boys, and I guess cats are girls.
I'm such an idiot.
We all live together in a beautiful world, and sometimes cats are boys.
And as you know, we have three girl cats and one boy dog, and so that's kind of where the point of view came from.
One thing I know in this crazy.
And then I guess from this point of view and the talk of gender and all that, I started thinking about LGBTQ issues, and I decided this would morph into a club track, so it would be like a song you might hear in a gay bar. And that's what's happening right now.
Dolls are boys, cats are girls.
And this song is just insane.
Boys, dogs and cats, dogs and girls, boys and girls, girls and boys, girls and cats.
And of course, this song is just a celebration of everybody.
Girls,
we love all people and all pets.
Girls, we all live together in a beautiful world. There's one thing I know.
I love it so much.
Dogs are boys and cats are girls. If there's one thing I know in this beautiful world, it's that cats are boys and dogs are girls. Dogs are boys,
cats are girls.
And we all live together in a beautiful world. And sometimes cats are boys and sometimes dogs are girls.
That synth is just, I don't even know how I found it. It's so ridiculous. That synth was made to exist on that song. It's just perfect. Anyway, this is the last full song. It is called Rainbow Bridge. And as we discussed, Harvey is 16 and a half and has a lot of health issues, but every day is a gift. And, you know, we know at some point it's going to be that time, but not yet.
Well, if you hear my feet a-tapping on the wood of that big bridge, and the light above is shining, well, I guess that this is it. Don't shed a tear for me now.
The song just kind of spilled out towards the end of the recording sessions. It was one of the last ones I did.
And of snacks and lots of fun.
But me and Gina had a long talk about whether or not I should include it, because depending on your point of view, it might be kind of dark. But when she came to the realization that what I was doing here, what Harvey was doing, was like Neil Diamond's song Hell Yeah, where he's like looking back at his life and how amazing it was and how he's not sad that eventually, you know, what happens. because life is awesome. That's when it made sense. It had to stay on the album.
An open field, no leash or gate or even collar. Snackerinos after every meal. Don't shed a tear for me now, Daddy. I was yours and you were mine. We'll always be.
It's just a beautiful song, and he is so cute singing it this way. He's a rock and roll star, and rock and roll stars love to look back at their lives. It's like a thing, you know?
Across the rainbow bridge.
I don't want Harvey to be a cliche, but that's what rock and roll stars do when they get up there in age.
Across the rainbow bridge.
And the music just gets so beautiful here as all of the instrumental builds up. And I've actually teared up many times listening to this song already. I really did a number on myself here. And then, as the song comes to the end, we hear Harvey and Sadie playing, as they will one day. And that's the end of the album. That's the end of the Pup's Variety Snaps, except our special bonus song.
That's what we'll do today. All right, Harvey. Well, now that we're finished singing about what we're gonna do today, maybe we should see what some of our friends are up to. What do you say?
Yeah, Dad, let's do it.
Hey there, Joe, tell me, what do you say?
So like we did on Who Wants Din Din, we've got this ridiculously long extended version of a song where everyone who pre-ordered the album gets their pet included in a verse on the album closer track. I ended up with 59 pet names to include on this. Absolutely ridiculous. But the support is amazing. Thank you all so much for pre-ordering this album. For anyone who didn't get in on it, you know, I hope you enjoy the album anyway. We love your pets too. And who knows, maybe we'll do it all again sometime. Obviously, this song is a little too in-depth for me to do a live acoustic version like I did with Covered in Blankets last time. So I made it more of just a full production 14-minute song.
Hey there, Tank, tell me, what do you say? What are we gonna do today? Hey there, Tank, tell me, what do you say?
Harvey just got up. I think he's ready for dinner. I don't think he's gonna let me wait 12 more minutes.
What are we going to do today?
Hey, I don't know what else to say at this point. It's all these people's names. People. Pets are people.
That's what we'll do today. Hey there, Max, tell me, what do you say? What are we going to do today? I said, hey there, Chucky, tell me, what do you say? What are we going to do today? Hey, Max, tell me, what do you say? What am I going to do?
I guess I could mention that the Pup Pups, Who Wants Din Din, and the Pup Pups Variety Snaps have been two of the most successful, if you measure success by copies sold, the most successful albums that I've ever had a hand in, which, considering how much more they've sold than my David Rosen albums, I don't know whether to cry or just celebrate that I love these albums and I love my pets and I love these songs, but it's absolutely ridiculous. Of course, people stream my music on Spotify and all those places. But as far as album sales are concerned, these albums blew David Rosen's albums out of the water.
All right, well, this is going pretty good, but we got a whole bunch more friends to check in with. So I guess let's just keep on going.
First two.
Hey there, Tasha, tell me, what do you say? What am I going to do to?
Uh-oh, he's coming back.
Hey there, Tasha, tell me, what do you say?
We didn't just poop in the house.
What are we going to do today?
Hey there, Tasha, tell me, what do you say? What am I going to do today? We're going to sing and dance and nap and play. That's what we'll do today. Eddie Spaghetti, tell me, what do you say? What are we going to do today? I said, Eddie Spaghetti, tell me, what do you say? What are we going to do today? Eddie Spaghetti, what do you say? What are we going to do today?
Oh, no.
Singing, dancing, nap and play. That's what we'll do today. And then there's Maddie Meatball. What do you say?
I'm going to go give him a snack and just let it keep playing. By the time I get back, it'll still be going, so I'll be right back.
Sing and dance and nap and play, that's what we'll do today. Hey there, Samwise, what do you say? What are we going to do today? Hey there, Samwise, what do you say? What are we going to do today? Hey there, Samwise, what do you say? What are we going to do today? We're going to sing and dance and nap and play, that's what we'll do today. Hey there, Troy, tell me, what do you say? What are we going to do today? Hey there, Troy, tell me, what do you say? What are we going to do today?
What are we going to do today?
Hey there, Troy, tell me, what do you say? What are we going to do today? We're going to sing and dance and nap and play, that's what we'll do today. Hey there, Belladonna, tell me, what do you say?
Ah, Belladonna.
Belladonna, tell me, what do you
Harvey's having his snack, but I am going to have to feed him very soon.
Hey there, Belladonna, tell me, what do you say? What are we going to do today?
Din Din does not wait.
Sing and dance and nap and play, that's what we'll do today. Hey there, Mookie, what do you say? What are we going to do today?
What are we going to do today?
Hey, you may be wondering, Dave, is there going to be another The Pup Pups album?
Hey there, Mookie, what do you say?
And the answer to that is, I really have no idea. I, like I said, did not expect there to be a variety snaps. I did not think there would be a second album after I finally finished Who Wants Din Din after 15 years. I certainly didn't expect it to happen so soon. But that being said, I do have ideas for 7 new songs. So, maybe? I don't know. We'll see. I gotta finish up my next album, my next David Rosen album. I'm also scoring a film. I also got these live Piecing It Together podcasts. I also, you know, have to, like, clean, and, you know, maybe do stuff at Wax Trax, my job with my family at our record store, and, you know, maybe organize some files or clean out closets. So I don't know. There are 7 new songs, and that's just in the month since I finished recording this album. So I would say likely there could be another album. You know? Harvey will be 17 later this year. Do you think we could do it before before his birthday? I don't know. Maybe by his 18th birthday? Maybe. I have no idea. But I don't have anything else recorded, just so you know. It's not like I'm sitting on songs. The only thing I do have is, you may have seen on Facebook, like sometime last year, I forget when it was, I went to Third Man Records, the White Stripes record store, the Jack White record store, and they have a booth where you can record directly onto vinyl. And I did a live rendition of It's a Millie Moosey, which is a song about the Millie Moosey, our cat Millie. And I was going to release that, the vinyl recording. I was going to digitize it and release that as a single. And I planned on doing that this year, but then I ended up making this whole new album. And so now I don't know when I'm going to release that, but maybe I'll put that out, you know, in a few months or something. So there will at least be that. That's the only thing I have recorded. That will definitely come out at some point.
That's what we'll do today. Hey there, Denver, what do you say? What are we going to do today?
Oh, speaking of Denver, I got to get back to work on the next Demise and D-Rox album. That too. Demise is Denver's dad.
We're gonna sing and
he's very annoyed with me that I had told him that we were gonna start on the new Demise and D-Rox album, the comedy rap stuff that I do, and then immediately put that on hold to work on this album, Variety Snaps. So, sorry, Demise, but we'll get back to it, I promise. And I'll probably start on these new 7 songs. We're not even halfway through this. Did I talk through the whole bonus song on the last album? I don't remember.
We're gonna sing and dance and nap and play. That's what we'll do today. Hey there, Lolo, tell me what do you say?
Hey, Lolo. He was on the last album.
Hey there, Lolo, tell me what do you say? What are we gonna do today?
we gonna do today?
Oh no, Lolo, what do you say? What are we gonna do today?
We're gonna sing and dance and nap and play. That's what we'll do today.
By the way, we did film a whole bunch of footage for a Waka Waka music video from the last album, so that might still happen too. And who knows, maybe another music video from this album. You know, I love doing those when I can. It's just hard. I'm not good at video.
All right, Harvey, well, that was pretty good, but you better let me take over because we got some big packs to get into right about now before we bring this thing home.
Ooh. Hey there, Charlie, oh, what do you say? Getting into the Rosens, my parents' pets.
What do you say?
Now we get into packs, so instead of a full verse per dog, I had a whole bunch of sets of four dogs, which fit perfectly.
Hey there, Jones-o, what do you say? What are we going to do today?
What are we going to do today?
What are we going to do today? What are we going to do today? We're going to sing and dance and nap and play. That's what we'll do today. What are we going to do today? What are we going to do today? We're gonna sing and dance and nap and play. That's what we'll do today. Hey there, Chi-Chi, what do you say? What are we gonna do today? Hey there, Lucy,
our Aunt Seal's pets.
Hey there, Lily, what do you say? What are we gonna do today? Hey there, Lou, what do you say? What are we gonna do today?
What are we gonna do today?
What are we gonna do today? We're gonna sing and dance and nap and play. That's what we'll do today. What are we gonna do today? What are we gonna do today? We're gonna sing and dance and nap and play. That's what we'll do today. Hey there, Chumley, what do you say? What
my mom's friend Rhonda's pets.
Hey there, Casper, what do you say? What are we gonna do today?
I'm just sitting here just zoning out to this.
Hey there, Ice, tell me, what do you say? What are we going to do today?
I'm also appreciating my banjo playing.
What are we going to do today? We're going to sing and dance and nap and play.
Uh-oh, Harvey's
that's
up again.
What, we'll do today. What are we going to do today? What are we going to do today? We're going to sing and dance and nap and play. That's what we'll do.
We got one more pack.
Hey there, Bonk, tell me, what do you say?
Yeah, my friend Marcus's pets.
Hey there, Grimace, what do you say? What are we going to do today? Hey there, Plunkin, tell me, what do you say? What are you going to do today? Hey there, Handsome Bird, tell me, what do you say? What are we going to do today?
What are we
going to do today? What are we going to do today? We're going to sing and dance and nap and play. That's what...
Ay, ay, ay. I should plug my David Rosen album while you're listening to this. Jeez. I'm currently releasing 24 new singles by myself, David Rosen. 24 for 2024. It is a crazy big, ambitious thing where I'm releasing 24 songs on the first and third Friday of every month of this year. 24 songs. So follow me on Spotify, David Rosen.
Hey there, Rocky, what do you say? What are we gonna do today?
What we're doing here, this final verse of the song, is all Pawtastic Friends. Pawtastic Friends is a great organization here in Las Vegas. My mom does a lot of work with them, and you should check them out. If you're in Las Vegas, they do a lot of great rehabilitation work with pets.
What are we gonna do today? Hey there, Bogey, what do you say? What are we gonna do today?
And they are super supportive of the Pup Pups as well.
Hey there, Chance, tell me, what do you say? What are we going to do today?
Oh yeah, back to my music. 24 for 2024. Whole bunch of new music, and that will be coming out the first and third Friday of every month while I'm working on my next David Rosen album, which will be out in 2025. That one's like 60-70% done at this moment, and I will definitely have done by the end of the year. At least next year. I'm super excited about it.
Hey there, meet you, tell me, what do you say?
Gotta finish it when I'm not working on Pup Pup songs, right? But when inspiration strikes, you gotta work on whatever comes, you know?
What are we gonna do today? What are we gonna do today?
We're gonna sing and dance and nap.
I actually have to leave in like 5 minutes, and I'm just waiting for the song to end.
What are we gonna do today? We're gonna sing and dance and nap and play. That's what we'll do today. We're gonna sing and dance and nap and play.
You did it, Harvey.
That's what we'll do today.
And that is the Pup Pups Variety Snaps. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry that got a little rambly there at the end. I don't know what am I supposed to say while just singing about 59 different pets? You know, the album, you'll be able to listen to it all the way through. It'll be out April 11th on all of the streaming services if you haven't bought a copy on CD yet. But you can buy the CD at thepuppups.bandcamp.com. Also, if you're local, if you're here in Las Vegas, you can go to Wax Trax Records and get a copy and check it out there. And also, of course, you know, like I said, it is going to be on streaming on Spotify, Apple Music, all those places. So check it out there. Also, I should add one more note. There's this thing when you're a musician with distribution where if you allow your music to get used in reels, that's like Facebook and Instagram reels and stories, it kind of disqualifies you from getting exclusive licensing deals. Like if PetSmart was to come up to me and say, hey, we really want to use, you know, Back to My Old Tricks in a commercial, I'd have to go through a whole rigmarole to make that happen because I'd have to get them taken off of the reels and because it has to be exclusive and blah, blah, blah. It's a whole thing. And so last time around, I did not do that because I didn't want to, you know, hurt my chances of possibly licensing some of these songs. I also don't do it with my David Rosen music for that same reason. But recently I decided, screw it. I turned on those features, at least for the Pup Pups and for certain specific David Rosen songs, but for all the Pup Pups music. So also, if you're posting videos of your pets doing crazy and silly things, consider including a Pup Pup song as the background music. You'll be able to find it in all of your Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook reels. So do consider doing that. It'll, of course, help get the music out to more people. And with that said, thank you so much for listening. I hope this was informative. I hope you had a fun time getting a preview of the album and hearing some of these stories behind the songs. And again, the album will be out April 11th. Thanks for listening. Time to go feed Harvey.
An All Points West production, produced by David Rosen in Las Vegas.